One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse on Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's Sunday night. And it's time, once again, to turn up my treble. Treble. Treble, 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 treble. Welcome to Rant Speak. How's everybody out there doing tonight? We have a little Funker Voss in the background with Killing Fields guitar fixer mix. Yeah, it's 10 p.m. Pacific time, time for Rant Speak, and welcome to the show, all the people in the IRC. And Smokey will be joining us just a few seconds from now. And I'm just going to put on my microphone, because I always forget to do that every time I phone Smokey and he can't hear me. It's like, I can hear you in the background, somewhere, yeah, maybe a bit too trebly, aren't I? Yeah, one second. It's because I couldn't hear myself over the music. Too trebly, there we go, that's a bit better. I just need to turn myself up, that, check, that'll be good, yeah. You were right, Redman. A little troubling. Must have gone back in time and entered a parallel universe where Sim did a different intro. Back in time. That's the same intro we always use. Always. Forever and always. Let's give Smokey a call. See how he's doing tonight.
Hello.
Smokey.
You pinko commie bastard.
Me? Me?
What?
I said nothing.
What did you do to my Sean? You broke him.
He speaks his own mind.
Oh my when God.
What did he
fucking
say that was communist?
Person.
I didn't even catch what he said that was so communistic.
It was just completely opposite of how he used to be. He used to be such a right-wing guy. Now he's like, the election was stolen. The electoral process is over. It's like, okay, dude.
I don't
know. All right.
I don't know. Sometimes he gets out of control.
I was just such a departure for him. I was like, wow. somebody messed with his head.
He's been taking those funky drugs again. I don't know.
Yeah, something.
Who knows? Sean speaks his own
I
mind.
I hate my computer, I swear.
What did it do to you? What's going
yes,
on with
he
your
does.
Computer?
I just tried to fix my Windows because it was getting all screwed up, and now my DVD copying program doesn't work anymore for some reason.
Don't try and fix Windows. It doesn't fix. It just gets more broken.
Well,
you have to start from scratch again. You can't unbroke Windows.
Well, that's what I tried to do.
Yeah.
I've reinstalled Windows like 3 times in the last day and a half.
Oh my God.
So something's funky.
Oh no. That sucks. So you can't burn, or what?
Yeah.
Can't burn DVDs. Well, that's very important because that's what you do.
the program just won't start. It just freezes on the splash screen.
Oh,
and I don't know why.
And you've reinstalled the program too, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that. I even tried to reinstall Windows once, and the first thing I did was put that program on.
Yeah.
And it still doesn't work.
God damn it! What?
So
that doesn't even make sense.
So,
burner problem?
I hope not.
Yeah.
And I put the program on another box, and it works on the other box. which is really weird.
That is strange.
Because it's the same operating system, so it makes no sense.
Maybe try a different burning program, and if it doesn't work with the burning program, then maybe it is the burner, and that would suck a lot. That would suck a lot.
I don't want to use another program, though, because I like that one.
Is it Nero?
No, it's the DVD copy one that
you told me
about. The
InterVideo.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I want to use that one. That one rules.
Maybe check out, see if they've got a new version or an older version or who knows.
I tried a new one, too. Did the same thing.
Suxor. Well, that's enough about
it. I know. My life sucks.
And this is one more thing
to make
it even sexier-ish, more sexier.
Yeah, we're just, it's just still in time, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we'll blow through the news in 8 minutes, and we're like, let's take calls.
That's right. A minute per news item. Yeah. That would be really quick. Way too quick. That would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do the intro anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rant Speak. That's Smokey. I'm Sumerian. And the people in the IRC are...
Yes, he is.
Deadly 22, Red Maiden, Luco Archive, Purden, Redman, Flamecuber, Spyco, Maribald Virgin, Caponax, Psychofish, Flamecuber, probably said his name 3 times now, Sabo, Superman, yes, it is live, Superman, and Cup of Joe, of course, we're coming off of Cup of Joe's great radio show, who's on just before ours, gives us all our ratings, because we just tag along off of his show.
As long as we're not tagging off of Mark and Daryl, we'll be okay.
They
irritated me today.
Did they? I don't know how they Daryl do a 4-hour show. I just can't believe that.
Daryl, all these people just started showing up at his house.
Oh yeah.
And they're all being noisy, so you couldn't hear anything.
That's the worst for a show.
I nearly had a stroke. Yeah, I nearly had a stroke, but I'm okay now. You sound really good tonight, by the way. It's very, very clear.
Yeah, you sound really clear, too. That's great, actually. That's a good thing.
I usually get all kinds of fuzz from you, and tonight it's, like, crystal clear. It's creepy.
Sweet. Yeah, and the connection to you is, sounds like you're just on a microphone with, you know, the treble turned down a bit.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Push with the cock you got.
That's right. Actually, I guess turning up a bit. There we go. Those are the people in the IRC. Let's see. And you can get into the IRC by going to rantradio.com and clicking on chat on the left-hand side and just follow the instructions. And hopefully not using the chat little program in there, but downloading a chat program for yourself. Because that is the best way to do it.
Yeah, don't use the chat program because I don't want you asking me, why does it keep asking me to register?
It's because we don't want you to use it. It's probably a good way to people to get off of that.
You don't want to use it.
No, you don't. Can you post the Rant Speak site so people can download all the glorious archives, which are completely up to date?
Sure.
And so they can listen to all the glorious past shows. And when this show is number 40, and it goes up to 43... And you can see all the dates there of the last airing dates. We'll get to that in a bit. How do you get involved with Rant Radio? You can send in your picture, and I can put it up on the page. You see all those random pictures on the right-hand side of Rant Radio's page. You can send it to info@rantradio.com. And you can send in your name, city, and country if you're overseas from North America to info@rantradio.com. Or you can just tell somebody about Rant, and that is what people do, and that's how we get lots of more people listening and watching and getting involved. Actually, a lot of people get involved by just finding us randomly on Winamp. More likely, actually.
Yeah,
that's the biggest way.
That's pretty much how... Hell, that's how I got involved. I got broadband and I went to Shoutcast like that day. And I'm like, oh, look at this. And then my soul was lost forever.
Into the void that you now are in.
Yes.
And it's endless. It just keeps going and going. And
someday I will break my chains and be free, but...
Yes. Go forth.
Not today.
Not today. And you can apply as the DJ. And I'm sending tons and tons of people over to Smokey as of recent.
Yes, I've been answering them, and they're not answering me back, so...
Well, that's good.
Status quo has been being maintained.
Exactly. So, I'm really excited. I want to be a DJ. And oh, I wasn't that excited. Never mind. Yeah, that's it's really weird, but that's how it works. Like they,
yeah,
how do I be a DJ? Oh, that sounds too hard. Never mind.
I was like, here's the instructions. Oh shit!
I gotta do stuff. I don't press button and talk. No, you don't just press a button and talk. You gotta do some
stuff. People, they're like, so what software should I use? I'm like, well, what are you gonna do? That's the whole thing.
It's, yeah, what kind of DJ are you gonna be?
I mean, it makes a difference, you know, how you're going to do it, what software you need. There's not like one all-knowing, encompassing answer for this. There's right. lots of variables.
It's a mix and match. I mean, there's some good ones out there, but it depends what you need. And you can send your news stories, anything you find strange in the news that would apply to this show, about your freedoms or corporations being evil or, you know, just general degradation
whatever.
Of society. Yeah.
You can just send us email telling us we rule, too.
Yeah,
we
like that. We read that on the air. Unfortunately, we didn't get much this week about how much we rule, only a couple ones. So we need to keep that pumped up. Tell us more about how much we rule.
You realize we worked for a year to get fans and stuff, and now we're quitting, and we're just going to be back in the stupid little hole where we started from?
There's no quitting. You know? There's only going forward. Up and onward, I'm not quitting. Jeez, I'll probably be doing more after.
I'm carrying Sean's lunch.
That's right. I carry Sean's lunch on Sundays, too. That'd be too... I need somebody else to... That'd be too heavy. Never mind.
Yeah, you would. You need, like, the stick, you know, with some lunch on either end. Hold over your back.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way to carry Sean's lunch, really.
Yep.
It's a big, long stick with it evenly balanced on both ends. You don't want to lopsided because, you know, it hurts your left shoulder or right shoulder. And we need some bandwidth. Go ahead.
Yes. I was going to make another joke, but it's not necessary.
It's
okay,
too late now. I've spoiled the mood, haven't I? Yeah.
It's too late now. You ruined it.
We need some bandwidth. Punk and Industrial need some bandwidth. Talk is doing okay, but we need some bandwidth on Punk and Industrial. info@rantradio.com. Go tell me about it. I just did a clean sweep of our bandwidth. Got some more going, but of course we always need more. And the more we get, the easier it is. Because it's more spread out. So if you have a box somewhere sitting in an ISP somewhere, let me know.
Invader said he sent you an email about that, but you never got back to him. He's on like OC48 or something.
Oh no, I did talk to him recently. I just did this like yesterday, so it's all good now.
Because I talked to him last week.
Okay, yeah, that's all good with Invader.
There you go.
Yeah, and he's helping us out, which is very cool. And we need DJs, don't we, Smokey?
Yes, we do. I don't have any DJs this week, but I do have a thank you to Uncle D in... Where was he? Was it not Finland?
It's not Uncle Dak, is it?
No, it's Uncle D or whatever it is.
Uncle D. I know that.
Uncle D.
I've heard that guy's name.
It's not Finland. What? I forgot what country he's from. I feel like such an asshole. It's one of the Scandinavian countries. Damn it.
One of those Slavic kind of countries.
Yeah,
North,
son of a bitch.
Northwest Europe kind of place, yeah.
Denmark.
Ah, Uncle D from Denmark. Nice.
He sent me new headphones.
Oh, nice.
You did.
Because you needed some, right?
Yes, I did. And they're nice, too.
Wow, that is really nice of Uncle D.
They are. This is awesome. I can't believe somebody would send me a package from, like, halfway around the planet.
I know.
Like, here, have some headphones.
Probably the shipping costs more than the headphones from Denmark. Wow, that's quite a distance.
Could be. I only had one little tiny complaint.
Oh, you're complaining about free stuff.
There was no note or anything in the box.
Oh, just the headphones.
There was no high Smokey, none of that. Just the headphones.
Which
is cool.
If you're gonna send something from Denmark, put some things in it or a note or that'd be cool, right? I mean, it's going all that way.
Yeah.
Put in some like
or say hi.
Some cheap money or something, just so we can see it from Denmark money. Yeah. Cool. Like a penny or something.
You know, just say hi, because believe it or not, I am the sentimental type, and I like stuff like that. So if you're going to send me something, make sure you put a note in there with it, because I keep those.
So that's an early Christmas gift for Smokey.
Yes.
That's the kind of support we like. People helping out when we're in need of things. And that's something that you
that's
need.
Right.
And now the show is better because that you can hear me now.
Yeah, I can hear you a little better.
Maybe that's helped improve it.
But now I am. Possibly.
Possibly. Yeah.
I do need more new stuff, but the other new stuff I need is like too expensive to ask for.
Yeah, you don't
want to.
We don't want to take advantage of the listeners. That would be evil.
No, not too much.
That would be evil with lots of I's. Or lots of E's, actually.
Lots of I's.
Evil. Doesn't work out well.
Bad movie, evil.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil with a pinky to his mouth, yes.
Yes.
You have any news?
From the DJ front or anything? Just the new headphones and... I do have one. I don't have a date nailed down for it yet.
Okay.
DJ Pulse is going to do a Christmas show in, like, full-on Santa gear.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to have, like, this drunken Santa on Rant TV, so it should be amazing.
But he does his on Fridays, right? He usually does his show on Fridays. So the 24th is a Friday, so that makes sense if he did on that day.
That's Christmas Eve, and that's really not a good day to do it on.
Probably the worst day, actually.
Because
nobody will watch.
Everybody's with their family on Christmas Eve, so it'll probably be sometime before that.
Yeah, Spyco is on Rant TV. He does it on Friday nights on Rant TV and on Rant Radio Industrial. He simulcasts. Yeah.
If you've never seen this guy, you should watch him just once, just to say you've seen it.
It's weird, but he sits in a chair, and he spins industrial music, yet it's enthralling. It doesn't make any sense.
I know, because I found him basically just looking through the channels, and there's other shows that do that too. They just sit there and play music.
Really?
And I'm like, every once in a while you'll see him. I've seen three or four.
Yeah.
And I always thought, well, there's no way I'd ever put that on Rant TV. And then I found this guy.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I was like, who would watch that? And I'm like, who's this crazy bastard?
People love that show. Like, I get emails about it all the time. It's like, where'd DJ Pulse go if he misses like a week? Or they're like slobbering for him. It's like amazing.
Yeah. He's a very busy man. Trust me, I know this.
Oh, yeah.
So occasionally he misses some shows. Yeah. But if you've never seen it, you should watch it. Just because it's...
Definitely.
It's nuts.
Gets drunk and high and goes for it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I wish I was that liberated. That's all I have to say.
No kidding.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. So on to the Rant Media news items. And do we have a lot? Of course. Pyro and Prosium have set up this very cool thing. A lot of you out there have heard of bash.org, that website that maintains the best of the IRC quotes from around the world. This is the best of the IRC quotes from Rant Radio. So if you could post that little link in there. And people, go for it. Fill it up with the best quotes that you find. It's already got about 25 in there, and you can vote for them. Put it on the plus, put it on the minus if you like or hate the quotes, and the cream rises to the top. So that is very cool.
Only 25?
Wow. It just started yesterday or something.
I guess that tells you a lot about the quality of our stuff, doesn't it?
No kidding. That's not even good enough to submit, huh?
Yeah. You look under the glossary, and they all have cock in them somewhere. It's horrible.
So bad. But that is a cool addition to our IRC little community here that we love to hear.
Yeah.
Of course,
next.
Sean's new show is coming on. Of course, that's been celebrating all day. Sean's been doing interviews all day.
And all month and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
He was on the Cup of Joe show. Of course, I was just on before this. He was on Mark and Daryl.
Yes.
He was on Scott and Johnson today. Doing interviews all day.
I had no idea.
And Schmucky had no idea. There was no promotion for them. So if you caught them, you caught them.
I actually was on Mark and Daryl. I was like, what's the deal? I'm the program director and I get no memos. Nobody tells me shit.
It was set up so late that it was on the fly. So it was just for fun. Sean came on, talked about his new show, talked about whatever. Mostly not about his new show. Mostly about
that's
just
okay.
What... Yeah, it's just Sean being on the shows. It was kind of cool. I was...
It's good for his massive ego.
Exactly. It pumps it up a little bit. Inflates it.
Yeah.
So I was over... we were doing some filming today, of course. It's Sunday. Worshipping at the Church of Sean. And Sparky was out there as well. And we're actually doing less filming and more another photo shoot, which was taking place in the woods, where a lot of patrolling was filmed. And Sparky says the pictures have turned out awesome. So those will be coming
out this week. I don't
know about
going into the woods with Sean. That's kind of creepy.
He only touches you a little bit.
Yeah. I heard he did mention me on the Mark and Daryl interview. He was like pimping out my writing skills or something.
Yeah. Oh my God, he was going nuts about that. I didn't. He was talking about your technical writing. I don't know what he was talking about, really.
Then I had Spyco. He was like, "I'll give you $20 to do my homework." I'm like, damn.
It's $20, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to, like, you know, ruin some kid's education. That's his job.
That's true.
If I do your homework for you, I mean, you'll get a good grade, but you'll be an idiot.
That's right. It'll just be a downward spiral from there. Jeez.
Right. I don't even like to answer my own email, so why would anyone think I want to do your homework?
You need to post the pre things for the links. They have no idea what these links are. Like the last one, the forum for Sean's new show. You just put the link.
Mm-hmm. So, oh.
Remember I talked about that last week.
Hey man.
Back
I'm
off, man.
Time. I'm lucky to even have this computer on, for Christ's sakes.
Oh yeah, that's so true. So there's the forum there. There's the link, so you know what's going on. So it is on at 9 a.m. weekdays, Monday through Friday, and 8 or 10 p.m. Check the schedule. It is up in the schedule now. I don't have the link for that, but I will get it in about 2 seconds. So you can check the schedule for the best times for you. Delay.
Delay. What are you looking for?
It's starting January 3rd, and...
Mm-hmm.
That is a Monday. I'm trying to get the schedule up. It's being very slow. There it is. Here's the schedule link, and you can check out the times there. So there's one in the morning and one in the evening. Depending on your place in the world, you can check it out. And there'll probably be archives of course.
Yeah, I don't even know why you posted that, because nobody looks at that fucking thing.
Well, whenever I'm in the IRC, they're like, when's the show on? Is this live? It's like, it's all... in the schedule. It says live, it says tape.
My favorite, what the hell is on Rant Radio right now? What the hell is this?
Oh my God, that's the most asked question. One, it's in your Winamp title. Two, there's a schedule.
Hopefully.
Okay, and there's no three, so go see one and two.
Reading's a bitch.
It is. It's awful.
Oh, you mean I have to read? That's horrible.
And to get Sean from... getting beat up at his jobs, please try and donate to Sean to keep him on the air and keep him from getting beat up at Fight Club, because that's where he works.
Yeah.
At Fight Club, and you can check it out in his blog, and you can read all about Fight Club and what the hell's happening there, and you can read out Sean's blog. Go ahead.
He talks so funny when he writes. He uses all these really big... It's like a big Edward Norton monologue, you know, when
it
he
is,
writes. It's very
it?
Funny.
Yeah. It is very different than the way he speaks.
Yes. Yeah, there's not nearly as much cursing in his blog as there is in his speech. Which is just that.
No, he doesn't... I don't think he swears too much at all in his blog, does he? No.
No, he doesn't. He just foregoes it completely.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I don't know. It's Sean's mind. Who can figure it out?
Yeah. I still get a kick out of the day where he was like in his blog. He's like, "Well, it looks like everybody found my blog. Oh, gee, I wonder how we found it."
That's amazing how everyone found it. It's some anonymous person came to the IRC and posted it, just randomly, and then cut out. And he seemed to be from BC. I don't know. It's very strange. And Sean's going to be writing a weekly newsletter as well. And if you're already signed up to the forums, you're good to go. And if you're not signed up to the forums, there's a newsletter sign up on the right-hand side of rantradio.com. Go type it in there, and I will set you up with a weekly newsletter. And December's newsletter will come out anytime this month. I guess I'll do it
sometime.
This week. Yeah, I just haven't been able to dedicate it.
Well, we're almost out of December, so...
Yeah, you might just have to get it in January anyway. Yeah. There is a BC Rant meet.
I can't bitch because I...
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I'll wait. That's probably not important anyway. Go ahead.
Okay. There is a BC Rant...
Talk about your Rant Meet.
Okay. BC Rant Meet celebrate the 6-year anniversary of Rant. We're meeting in Vancouver on the afternoon of January 1st. You can suggest what the hell we're going to do. January 1st is a holiday, isn't it? I just figured that out.
Yeah. It's New Year's Day. It's a holiday.
So I don't know if any restaurants are going to be open or anything's going to be open, actually.
I don't know.
If people's streams are skipping, go to the 24K, because my upstream bandwidth is entirely poop. So people.
What is it with that, man?
I don't know. The world hates me.
I guess my cable company just improved mine again. You suck.
Yeah, but the show's almost over, so I'm not really caring.
I don't care anymore. you'll care in 6 months when you'll be like, I want to talk on the radio again.
Yeah, and exactly.
It doesn't work. Because you know what will happen.
Oh, it might if I get some free time. Oh, I don't know. It always happens.
You'll do one of those really depressed shows at like 2:45 in the morning.
Exactly. And then I'll go, I think I should do this every week. And then I'll just put a post-it note on my monitor. Don't do another show. That's Sean's job.
And that'll depress you even more because your bandwidth is so bad because nobody can hear you complain. So,
oh man,
just a vicious cycle.
It is. It's a downward spiral, and it's even more depressing. There are 3 rant shirts available at Angry Shirts if you want to put rant on your chest and display it proudly. $5 of the shirt goes to Sean, and the rest goes to Nickster's pocket. So if you like the rant shirts, that's where the money goes. So you can make up your own, of course, and print it out and iron it on, but it looks like crap. These are real t-shirts, and they're very cool. Oh, Sean was in the IRC, it looks like, for a little bit there. Well, I saw him quit anyway.
Yeah, he probably
heard what we were saying about him.
2 minutes. He's either plotting to kill me right now or he's crying. One of the two.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever heard our show. And
kill me. Cry.
Yeah. He tuned into our show tonight and went, wow, all they do is complain about me.
This is lame. I'm not listening to this.
This is awful.
I'll go play with my dog.
And we're also making After Now hoodies. We need some designs. I don't need graphics. Just text. There's a hoodie forum post, if you could post that in the IRC. And what I need on the front is Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the After Now, www.theafternow.com. And on the back, the server prayer. I am a notice server, etc. So there's the link as soon as Smokey finds it. It's right at the bottom there. There you go. And
I got it.
Rant stickers. We're going to get some more rant stickers made up because I'm running out of the old ones. They're very cool, but the supplies are limited, which I've also limited in the merchandise page, one per customer, because there's not many left, so I want more people to have them, but less people to have more of them. That makes sense.
Yeah, I definitely need you to send me more of those.
Oh, you're running out?
I need more autographed pictures, too. I'm out of those.
I sent you autographed pictures at some point?
Yes. You sent me about a dozen of you and Sean, and I'm out of those.
Really? I don't even remember that. What was the picture of?
It was a Vancouver Sun picture.
Really? Okay. Oh, you know what? Yeah, okay. I'll see if I can get some more of those done. Maybe in color or something.
Cool.
Or some of the new pictures.
Yeah, that'd
be
better.
Some new pictures. So there's the link to the sticker contest. Of course, if you submit winning stickers, you get lots of stickers for free. So that's an incentive to do it. There's a Rant Radio Christmas album. For the people that want to be on a Rant Christmas album, I am on it. I'm trying to get Sean to do something. I totally forgot to talk to him today because it was so goddamn hectic today doing all the interviews. And so
I mentioned it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
I mentioned it to him. So I said, so, that doesn't mean he knows about it. Just because I told him. Come on, man.
True.
Because you know better. Because I said, I just did it in my own way. I said, so, dude, are you going to do something for the Christmas album? And his response was, Christmas album? it was just funny. Yeah, I got to get mine done too. I keep meaning to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the vocals laid down, but I keep meaning to finish it, and something happens.
Something.
And I can't do it. Somebody else wants my attention.
Of course.
The computer quits, and it's like, okay.
You just got to.
Maybe it'll be done by New Year's.
You just got to sit. That doesn't count after New Year's. You just got to sit down and just do it. Turn off everything, record it, done. That's how I did it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so, we need more Christmas songs. Ryan is doing one. He's doing White Christmas.
Mark and Daryl did one too.
Really? Whew.
Yeah, it's so bad, it's awesome.
That's what we want. So bad, it's awesome. Yep. So Ryan Hall did one, White Christmas. I did Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire, and Smokey's doing a twist on it was a Night Before Christmas.
A Night Before Christmas.
A night before Rant or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Something like that.
And so email Ryan at ryanhall.com.
It might be funny.
Might be funny. Hopefully, maybe.
It might be. I don't know. That was like the hardest thing I've ever written in my life.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Well, it must be good then if it was the hardest thing to write.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, because I'm going through there and like, how can I make all this fit and still be funny at the same time? It was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
I noticed we have a bit of a delay talking to each other.
Yeah, I think that's the trade-off that we get for it sounding so clear. We get no in-between bandwidth. It's like, it sounds nice, but there's just a huge delay.
Yeah,
that's great.
I think Skype is taking up all the bandwidth, and there's no settings in Skype for bandwidth. I wish there was.
So do I.
To turn it down just a little bit, because it's so clear. We don't need that much bandwidth tonight.
Yeah.
Sucks ours, but, you know, it works well, so you don't get settings.
This show is almost over, so just deal with it for about 4 more weeks.
That's right.
Bastards.
Rant Media needs help with the torrent seeds, if you could post those torrents, with the patrolling and Pornhub Beta album. Thank you to all the people who are helping out now. That really helps the people who want to download it. Of course, you can always download from archive.org as well, which I think a lot of people are. Sean and I are going to New York. That's the big news for next year, beginning of February. We're going to be speaking at the Adirondack Community College.
Adirondack.
And by the time I get there, I'll be able to pronounce it. And it looks like we're lining up a couple more speaking engagements as well, up a little bit further north and also right downtown in New York. So we might be doing 3 of them, which would be very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. Hopefully. Right, they're not confirmed yet, of course. Nothing's confirmed yet until we're in New York, but that would be really nice to do some more while we're down there, because we're going to be there for about a week and a half. And there is the...
Invader was...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'll just let you finish first.
Okay. There's the post for us in New York. You can check us out, the days and times, and I'll be updating that, and all the people are going to be in that area. So if you're in New York, in that area, please let me know. Or if you are at a college around that area and you want us to speak and you have some inroads there, maybe you can get us speaking at your college. Because we have time and we know how to speak, or at least Sean knows how to speak, and I pretend to.
You should be able to, though. I mean, cause you sing in front of people, so what's the difference?
Well, you know what? Singing, I know the lyrics, and speaking...
You just tune out and just do it.
Yeah, and then speaking is a little different, because I have to actually think of it on the fly. Maybe if I did some freestyle singing, I'd be able to be more comfortable. But
possibly.
I've never actually gone up on stage and spoke. Sean has done that many times, but I have
never done that.
No, I don't think I've ever gone up on stage and spoken. If you've ever been to one of the Porn on Beta shows, the in between little chatting in between songs is less than inspirational. Let's say it's very poor.
Does it make you nervous? I understand that, because I'd be nervous as fuck. I can't do that either.
I'm an awful wreck, and I think everything that comes out of my mouth, nobody would have any interest in, so I just keep it shut.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's awful. It's so
awful.
Yeah,
I know what that's like.
Maybe if I close my eyes and put on some headphones, I'll pretend I'm on this show, and then I'll be able to speak just fine.
Yeah, but they can see you doing that, though. I don't think that'll work.
Maybe I'll pretend I'm blind, put on some really dark sunglasses, and close my eyes.
There you go. Just do like a white Stevie Wonder thing. That'd
That's
be
right.
awesome.
Bob my head back and forth, and just go for it.
Everybody likes Stevie Wonder.
They love Stevie Wonder. He's the man.
Exactly.
Geek Club Radio is in the news again. Sorry for the delay and cutting you off, but it's hard to work with the delay.
I was going to mention what I was going to mention when I let you finish talking about New York, but that's okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Invader was saying to me, that he's like, you should go to New York. And I'm like, okay. How am I going to get there? Who am I going to go with? And who's paying for it?
And where are you going to stay?
I'm not getting a free ride like Sim and Sean are. So sure, I should go, but in a perfect world, yes, I should go. But am I going? No, because it's physically impossible.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was funny. He's like, I guess that is a problem.
It's good intentions, but, you know, it's very hard to coordinate that kind of thing. It's very difficult.
No, he's a good guy. He really wants me to go to DEF CON.
Yeah.
He's like, I will fly to your airport and pick you up.
Oh, God. Wow.
I'm like, wow. he's that kind of guy.
And people are asking where I'm going to go after the show is done. I will be around. I will be on Rant Talk in some form or another, and it shall be revealed eventually where and when and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's always
as
the SKTFM repeats. Oh, this show's in rotation on the repeats, too.
Yes, it is.
Because we're very egotistical, I mean, and we think people want to hear us over and over again.
Yeah. How much ego do we need, you know? It's us and Sean all the time.
Exactly. Us and Sean.
And I don't think it even rotates that well. I think there's like probably 100 shows in rotation, and it plays like 5 of them.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny.
It needs to be fixed or something, or kicked, or
yeah,
who knows.
Or thrown out the window.
Geek Love Radio is in the news again. It's sort of the same article, but written a little bit differently and borrowed from the original one. So go check that out. And they're going to be on Tech TV G4.
Damn
them. It's probably going to be renamed G4 by the time they're on, and Tech TV erased from everyone's knowledge. On February 14th, 2005. So we're very excited about that. And they promised to wear a Rant Radio t-shirt on there. I don't know if they promised to do
better.
That, but we're going to make them.
Damn them. We'll make them do something.
Yeah. They have to speak, and every sentence they end in, they have to say, rantradio.com.
Or Hail Smokehouse, that works too.
Hail Smokehouse! Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, this delay is great.
It isn't. Isn't it wonderful? Well, it's like speaking overseas to you. Or to the moon.
Yes, it is.
The hell's final resting place has been finally completed by Psycho Fish. Thank you
really, so
much. Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. So if you want to post that in the IRC, everyone can check out the What the Hell's final resting place and the way it's going to look forever and ever. Amen. And it looks pretty good, actually.
It will never go away.
And it'll never, never go away.
Never, ever.
And I am actually updating and recording all the missing What the Hell shows. And so hopefully those will be up, and I'll be able to get out that DVD set for everyone to have it in 128K. Beautiful, beautiful version with all the IRC logs as well.
I'm yes, sure coming in 2009.
I'm sure there'll be hundreds of orders in 2009 for that. This one's from Tapeach. Hey, Sim and Smokehouse, I was wondering if you guys could tell everybody about a local New England LAN party called Frags for Kids. And it's fragsforkids.com. It's a charity LAN party for Toys for Tots, which donates new toys for children over the holiday season. Keep up the great work on the show. And this is obviously a non-profit thing, and I thought it was very cool, and it has an awesome name. So I thought it would be cool to mention that. Frags for Kids, which frags means killing. Killing for kids.
Yeah.
So I thought it was too funny.
So that's going to go over really well with the ultra-conservative parents.
They don't know, so that's the best part, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But somehow they'll figure it out, though, and they'll be like, oh, my God. I got my toy from this organization that blows heads off of things. That's funny.
Oh, too funny. And this was a late addition.
I owned you,
sucker. This was a late addition. It's not in your outline. But this is from Haggard37. He sent it to me just before the show started, and I wanted to put it in there. It's called the Rant Radio Report. And you click on it in the IRC, Smokey, so you can take a look at it. It's amazing. It's an actual Rant Radio fan page. I don't know how many there are.
No.
But this is the coolest one I've seen so far. It has so much.
Rant Radio fan page? Oh, my God.
It has so many links on it. And I love the picture of Sean in the top right-hand corner. It's just, it's simple, and he just took it from another picture, but it's just, it really, really works and blends in well.
Wow.
And it's got uber links down the left-hand side. I just can't believe how many links he collected to put down the left-hand side of all these
holy shit
blogs and people that are associated with Rant Radio, and it's way more links than I've ever seen, but I know they're all associated with it. It's just amazing. So thank you, Haggard 37. He's obviously a big fan of what
A minute. Where's my picture at? Damn it.
Biatch, where my picture at?
So lame.
Well, you know, there's only enough room for a couple pictures there, and I guess he chose
I know Sean takes up, you know, two-thirds of the space. I understand
that. It's true. He's a big boy, and he's growing, and he needs the space.
I will forfeit my ego once again for Sean. Pinko Kami Sean.
Known henceforth as Pinko Kami Sean. Rant speak
yes.
Number 43.
This is cool, though. This is very nice.
Isn't it nice? Isn't it, like, just the colors, the layout, the graphics you put in, the titling at the top? It just, I'm going to rip off a lot of this if I'm going to be changing the Rant Radio pages. Like, it's so nice.
Yeah, we're going to steal from you, dude, because this is cool.
Isn't it just amazing?
And
layout?
We have no artistic ability whatsoever.
Exactly. I mean, it is. So, it is. He just told me it is a standard PHP default page, but it works. Like, it's so simple.
Yeah. Well, I'm an idiot. I don't even know how to do that. So good on you, dude.
Yeah. Totally. It's amazing. The rumors are true. Rant speak number 43 will be the last rant.
You're gay.
That rumor is utterly, utterly false. I like women. Yes. That's in. True, yeah.
Okay.
Rant speak number 43 is the last one. It'll be on January 2nd, and it's sort of for the changeover for Sean's show, so I can dedicate more time for Sean and help him out. And it's because I hate Smokehouse and I don't want to be on the show anymore.
An orphan
well, Smokehouse.
I know that, so that's okay.
No,
I know you hate me. I figured that out years ago.
it's a healthy hate. It's a productive hate.
It
keeps us both going.
Yeah, but it keeps me going. To the gun store.
To the gun store! So this is number 40, so this is the fourth last show. So enjoy them while you can, and Sean will pick up the slack, because we picked up the slack for him while he took his little vacation. So, you know, you'll be able to hear Sean instead of us, which is a lot better.
I wonder if he's going to talk about how much we suck.
If he listened to tonight's show, he will. Actually, we better tune in to make sure that he doesn't talk about us sucking.
Well, you know what? It's pre-recorded. We can fix that.
That's right. Oh, today's show has been bumped off. I don't know where it went. And we will be broadcasting in a rant speak instead.
We can just do a little Michael Moore on it and change it around, and no one will ever know.
Creative editing, right?
Yeah, sure. He wouldn't know either.
No.
Did I upload it? Oh, sure.
Did I say that?
Dude,
I don't
know.
Yeah, he won't be listening to his own shows, so it doesn't matter. time for the listener email. Strong Bad, take us into it.
Oh, email is awesome! Email is weird! Email is awesome! And email is weird! I'll never forget the way it was, girl!
Gluco Archive says, I want Sim and SKTFM back together again. The dynamic duo must be united. Dynamic duo. That just brings bad connotations from...
Thanks.
Thanks to Gluco.
You guys make me feel so good about myself. Screw Smokey. That's fine.
No
stickers
you guys,
for anybody.
Oh,
I'm
don't
all.
Even lie. You have your rabid fans too, and I hear more from them than they do from me. Jeez.
Really? I know I've got one or two.
That's true.
I wouldn't say I've got a bunch.
Okay, well they're very outspoken then. They're very, very outspoken. I always hear that anyway. Never talk about me. It's always, what about Smokey? Where's he going? I don't want him to talk about politics. I want him just to be funny.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of that? I only got that from one person.
No, I think it's the same person in the IRC over and over again.
Oh, I felt good for a second. Then you ruined it.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds of email every day talking about you.
That's
know.
Better. That's right. better. Yeah. Yeah, and I never get them because no one knows my email address.
That's right. It's very hard to decipher. It's got zeros and ones and leetspeak. It's smokehouse spelt very strangely. Yes. Smokehouse@rantradio.com.
I did it that way on purpose because everybody knows I'm really bad with English and I can't write.
That's right. So. It's Ebonics all the way for Smokey.
Mm-hmm.
This first one's from Luau Pig. I feel very lucky to have stumbled across Rant TV on the internet. Your show is full of extremely valuable information. I look forward to experiencing a lot more from Rant Media. I say this because to just watch the program and not act with the information is a complete waste of fucking time. Keep on kicking ass, you guys. And I don't know what show he's referring to, but thank you very much. I guess it's just the whole package deal kind of thing. You're welcome.
He's lucky to find it, too, amidst all the porn and whatnot.
Yeah, the porn and cartoon repeats. I mean, it's really, really good stuff on there, you know, stuff you can watch on, you know, download for porn and watch on TV. Kind of pointless use of technology, in my opinion, but whatever.
Don't even get me started on that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, God. That gives me a brain hemorrhage talking about that.
Oh, I know. Next one's from DJAN, D-E-J-A-N. Keep up the good work. I listen to you guys 5 to 6 hours a day. You can see how I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel for praise emails, listener emails.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's it? Now I know Sean's listening. He's taking notes. He's like, you guys only got 2 emails. They both suck.
I know.
I'm so much better than you.
Oh, I know. And this one from CO3, I added in at the last 10 minutes. I don't even know if it's in yours. It might be or might not be.
It's not here.
Yeah, because it was so sad and we had so little, I had to just include this. It came in the last minute. It's from some CO3. This is concerning the SKTFM TV shows that were removed due to the Burning Man Corporation. Of course, this is a repeat. I talk about this all the time. I'm very curious about something.
If
you didn't want me to get my hands on those episodes, where should I not go? Where could I go? What would I check out to get them if I wanted to defy your advice and not do these things? Because you should tell me what to avoid so I don't get these episodes. There's a thread in the forum that talks about not getting these episodes that you should definitely not check out and not talk to those people in there. Because then you would definitely not get those episodes, and you shouldn't watch them because the Burning Man people do not want you to see them.
We can't give them out. So, you know, if you find them somehow, it wasn't from us.
That's right. We're not allowed to give them out.
We're not supposed to do that.
We're verboten to give them out. They are not allowed. We have not been given written express permission by the NFL League of America and this station.
Yes. Whatever it is they say on TV.
Whatever they say on TV.
We're too hot for the internet. We can't release it.
That's right. It's got Sean with naked hands and wearing black robes, and it's very disturbing indeed.
And I had to talk to you for 3 hours, and nobody gets to hear it. And
that's and I think that's why they didn't actually approve it, because they heard the commentary and they went, "Whoa, nobody should hear this. This is bad."
Like, well, they're like, "Well, this is lame. There's no way we can put this out." that just completely destroyed their entire sense of being. Our commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. This.
They make a ton of money.
Oh, they do. Possibly. I don't know. This is the internet news into the internet news. Supreme Court rules against ex-cops' sex tapes. So my little blurb is, remember, your job can dictate what you do outside of work. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that San Diego, California officials were right to fire a policeman who sold sexually explicit videotapes of himself in uniform. The unsigned, unanimous opinion reverses a 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision in favor of the officer who sued under the alias John Roe and claimed his free speech rights were violated. At issue was the scope of the First Amendment, which protects government workers from discharge if their conduct involves a public concern, rather than a personal job-related issue such as salary or promotion. The speech in question was detrimental to the mission and functions of the employer, justices said in the ruling, noting that Roe took deliberate steps to link his videos and other wares to his police work, all in a way injurious to his employer. Well, personally, I've never seen these sex tapes, so I don't know if they are injurious to his employer or not. I don't know how it really could degrade his work as a policeman or in any way, because I'm quite sure there's many, many, many other videotapes out there. People dressed in police uniforms performing sex acts on each other, and he just happens to be a policeman as well.
Yeah. Yeah, this, I've actually heard of stuff like this happening before.
Yeah.
This isn't an isolated incident. And they really shouldn't bother people, you know. It really has nothing to do with his work.
I don't think
I might see a little bit of a point in it if somebody was like a school teacher. Like a grade school teacher.
Yeah.
You might get something there. But
possibly, but even then I wouldn't extend it that far. It's like, okay, is she doing her job okay? Is she fine? Is she performing sex acts in the classroom? No? Well, then leave her private life the fuck alone. Because I know that working at my job, if they said I couldn't do what I do on the radio, I would be terribly offended. And I would be very, very upset about that. It's like, well, you're telling me, because I work at your job, that I can't say what I want to say, and you're limiting what I can say on my own time because I work there? That's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. And it's very, very sad. As long as you're not saying, the name or of the company you work for, I guess they thought that the uniform was a strong enough link to their company that it was not allowed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I work in the tech industry, so just because I use a computer, am I not allowed to do a radio show because it goes through computers or what?
Yeah. I've always been worried about that too. It's like if I actually get another job in the tech industry and somebody goes around and like finds all this stuff I've done, if it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
You know.
That would be sad.
That's always been a worry. Yeah, it would be.
Just think about Sean.
I can't
Sean's
believe
situation.
You said this stuff.
Yeah, think about Sean's situation.
Oh, Sean's screwed.
If they ever find what he's done on the internet, oh my god. It's like, we can't hire you. You're insane. He's insane to begin
with.
Actually,
I'm screwed
too,
because if you look up his name on Google and you extend the description, usually my name isn't too far behind his.
Oh yeah,
so
we're.
So I think we're both a little hosed on that one.
We're all intrinsically linked together. Thankfully, my job completely supports what I do, and they're actually very excited about it. So.
Once you get a letter from a congressional oversight committee, you're in trouble. So, so that's pretty much where I'm at.
It goes down the tubes after that, huh?
Yeah. It's a scary moment. You're like, wow, I just got a letter from Congress, and that's not good because I didn't ask for it.
Oh boy. This next one is giving MBAs to cats. University that awarded an MBA to cat sued. The Pennsylvania Attorney General's Office Monday sued an online university for allegedly selling bogus academic degrees, including an MBA awarded to a cat. This Trinity Southern University in Texas, a cellular company, and two brothers who ran them are accused of misappropriating internet addresses of the state Senate and more than 60 Pennsylvania businesses to sell fake degrees and prescription drugs by spam email. Investigators paid $299 for a bachelor's degree for Colby Nolan, a deputy attorney general's 6-year-old black cat, claiming he had experience excluding babysitting and retail management. The school, which offers no classes...
Well...
Go ahead.
Cats are pretty smart, you know. You'd be amazed what you can teach a cat to do these days. You know, sell land and watch your kids. Trust me, I think it could actually work.
It's very
true. Because they never read your resume anyway when you go for a job. Yes, they are. And your boss never reads your resume anyway when you go for a job. They just have to like you. You can put anything on there.
Oh, yeah. The resume just gets you in the door for the interview. It's after that. It's all about if they like you, right?
Yeah, they want to know if you can type. And if you, that's the first thing they want, because if they can't put you in the job that you want, they'll stick you in the mailroom. So if you can type, you're in, usually. Unless you're crippled like me, and then you're screwed. But
you're
that's another story.
Screwed right away, I mean. It takes you how long to get to work? Yeah. Oh my god, we can't wait that long.
Yeah, it's true. I actually got a chart once in my old job about how much time I spent in the bathroom. Somebody made up a chart.
Did you get to keep the chart?
About how much time I took. No, I just asked them how much time they wasted making the chart, and I didn't like that very much.
That's the best answer ever.
Yeah, I asked them if I should make a chart, which, whoa. Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know.
Did you drop the mic?
I think I was playing with the microphone. Is it okay?
Well, you need that was really loud in my ear. I thought you dropped it or fell over or something.
I'm dead. Call 911, Smokey.
Yeah, but I was like, shouldn't I make a chart about how much time you waste making charts? And they didn't like that.
That's the best answer ever, though. That's so good.
Well, yeah. They had started calling me the problem child. They're like, he's a good person if you just leave him alone. Art is our problem child.
Remember, DJs out there that work under Smokey, just leave him alone. He's the problem child.
No, you can talk to me. Yes, I know you. I know you think that about me too. You just don't understand me.
He's an enigma.
That's all that is.
The school, which offers no classes, allegedly determined Colby Noman's resume entitled him to a Master of Business Administration degree. A transcript listed the CATS coursework and a 3.5 grade point average. The state is seeking a permanent injunction, civil penalties, costs, and restitution for violating consumer law and restrictions on unsolicited email ads. Thank you. Good. Spammers, die.
Cool.
Next one is from McMookie. Company lets U.S. travelers go Canadian. From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That sounds like a sandwich.
Go Canadian.
McMookie.
McMookie. Would you like any cheese on your McMookie?
we'll talk about that movie later since I've seen it.
Okay. An American t-shirt company has a solution for their fellow citizens who want to vacation in Europe without having to answer questions about U.S. politics. Pose as Canadians. For $24.95, t-shirtking.com offers the Go Canadian package, full of just the kind of things an American traveler needs to leave their country and its politics behind. There's a Canadian flag t-shirt, a Canadian flag lapel pin, and a Canadian patch for luggage or backpack. There's also a quick reference guide. How to speak Canadian, eh? On answering questions about Canada. It's not meant as a slight against the United States or Canada, explained t-shirtking.com. Blah, blah, blah. Advertise.
Oh no, of course not. As you say, if we're tired of our politics and want to leave, that's not a slight on us.
It was meant as something Republicans could give their Democrat friends to say, c'est la vie, but maybe not c'est la vie, because that's a French word. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nobody likes the French.
The Go Canadian idea... go ahead.
I was going to say, even you guys don't like the French, so that's okay.
That's right. We have to live with them. We have a whole province full of them.
Yeah, I know.
The Go Canadian idea sprouted after Broadbent's colleagues heard of somebody being harassed about U.S. politics during an overseas trip. The people might not mind, but others just want to be on vacation. So we were joking that they could go as Canadians, and that kind of evolved. Mm-hmm. I think that is just really, really funny.
Everybody wants to be a Canadian now. Well, it's obviously better. You know, everybody thinks that. It's like, I'm going to Canada. Good. Maybe I'll get a job then. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. This next one. Charity wants kids banned from sitting on Santa's knee.
What?
A children's...
That's wrong.
They think Santa's wrong. Santa's a bad child molester. Bad.
Awesome.
Yeah. Children's charity wants kid banned from sitting on Father Christmas's knee. Some parents have already voiced fears that they do not know the credentials of the store grotto Santa's cuddling their offspring.
Oh, no shit.
You need
no
credentials?
Shit.
It's a person. God damn it. As the Kids Skate Protection Group followed up yesterday by saying, it's a shame. But you can't vet all the people dressed as Santa, and there's no need to take a risk. They shouldn't sit on his knee. Some shopping centers even install spy cameras in the grottos. What the hell's a grotto?
It's sort of like a... you know what a gazebo is?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's the same thing. But that's fucking retarded. What's going to happen in the middle of a shopping mall with like 8,000 people around? If you ever waited, I'm sure you've waited in line to see Santa. It's not a quick thing.
There's hundreds of kids waiting in line. They're all staring at Santa.
Shit. I should go see Santa. That'd be an awesome Rant Radio picture.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be sweet.
Wouldn't that be great? Especially if we were all together and then we went and saw Santa. That would rule, too.
That'd be so funny. So, Sean would break Santa's knee. I wouldn't want to wish that upon Santa.
He'd have, like, a headlock on Santa.
See, that would be good. That would be good. That'd be good. But, this is another case of parents not taking responsibility for their children. Don't you go up with your child to see Santa? You're standing right the fuck there, right beside your child. Can you not see what Santa's doing?
You're standing right there paying $20 for your crappy picture. I mean, what the fuck are they going to do? Stab your kid? I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
They say... Go ahead.
It's this, and we can't have Christmas trees anymore either. They're holiday trees.
That's right. It's not a Christmas tree.
And that pisses me off because... The tree is for Christmas. I mean, the Muslims don't have a tree, and the Jews have a menorah. Why can't it be a fucking Christmas tree? I don't get that.
What other kind of tree would it be?
It's a holiday. It's a holiday tree now.
Yeah.
It's not a Christmas tree. Stupid.
And this is the church's Child Protection Advisory Service. CC Pass urge people not to be alarmed, saying we don't wish to take innocent fun out of Christmas.
Oh,
what we need
is
common sense and guidelines.
Oh, shut the fuck up. That's all I can say. Just shut the fuck up.
Yep.
We don't want to take the innocent fun out of Christmas, but we don't want the kids sitting on Santa's lap. That is Christmas, okay?
Maybe they can sit on a chair beside Santa and in a non-touching way tell Santa about what they want for Christmas.
Yes, as they ask him about his history and, you know, his recent work, his recent work history. Yes.
Oh, fucking my God.
God.
UK's Mr. Bean attacks religious hatred bill. British comedian Rowan Atkinson, creator of The Hapless Mr. Bean, attacked a planned law outlawing incitements of religious hatred on Monday, saying it would curb free speech and humor. Atkinson believes the measure now passing through Parliament will make religion virtually off-limit to satirists. It might even, he fears, lead to prosecutions, not only for his own sketches, but others like Monty Python's Life of Brian, which was criticized on its release in 1979 for being anti-Christian. Freedom of expression must be protected for artists and entertainers, he said. We must not accept a bar on the lampooning of religious and religious leaders, which I completely agree with. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech is freedom of speech. I don't know if they have something over in Britain that outlines freedom of speech. We do in Canada, and you do in the States, but I'm not sure about it in Britain. Obviously, it does right now, but they're trying to change it, so you don't have freedom of speech.
They probably have freedom of speech, but just so long as they can record everything you say over there.
As long as we can hear what you say.
There's a lot of... I can understand people being... Christians being upset about some things, because right now in America, there's a lot of anti-Christian sentiment. It's really weird.
It is weird.
It's like bad to be a Christian nowadays. They want to teach us to tolerate the Muslims and the Jews and everybody else, which is what they're doing, but it's suddenly bad to be a Christian.
Every religion should preach toleration of every other religion, and even non-religions should tolerate other religions. And just the hating that goes on is ridiculous and pointless, I find.
And it's like Jesus was a bad guy. Whether you believe he was the Son of God or not, you know, Jesus was not a bad person.
No matter which way you take it, I don't think there's been very many ways to portray him as a bad person.
No. And this is all politically driven by people that hate the president, pretty much, I think. Well, you like President Bush, so you're just a Christian Bible thumper, and it's just horrible.
Yeah.
Let it go.
At present, British law prohibits attacks on people's color, race, or ethnic origin, but not their religion. Critics of the plan to include religion believe a new law is not necessary. There's an obvious difference between the behavior of racist agitators, which can be prosecuted under existing laws, and the activities of satirists and writers who may choose to make comedy or criticism of religious belief practices or leaders, Atkinson said in a statement. So I guess a lot of our black comedians are not allowed to do their comedy skits over in Britain because It must be, because they're not allowed to make statements on people's color, race, or ethnic origin. And I know a lot of comedians do actually base a lot of their comedy sketches on that.
That's all the jokes, then. What are they supposed to talk about?
They're all gone. Like, I mean...
nothing is funny anymore.
Yeah.
God.
It's all got to be dumbed down. I mean,
political correctness.
It's all, a lot of it's observational humor, and people find a lot of it funny because it's true, and that is the funniest thing. The truth is the most funny thing in the world.
Yeah. I mean, exaggeration is what makes stuff funny. All you have to do is exaggerate the truth a little bit, and it's funny. That's all it is.
Exactly. This one sent in by Barbed Wireless. GPS used to track teens driving. Retired General Tommy Franks, and if you look at that picture, he's got a great picture up there. He's looking insane. Has signed on to be the spokesman for a company that uses global positioning technology and teen cell phones to let parents know how fast they're driving. Franks will be official farce. Will be the official. Oops. I'll say that. Franks will be the official farce of Teen Arrive Alive. The organization aims to get teens to carry a cell phone. Here's his free cell phone, kids. Containing a GPS chip that sends out regular signals, letting parents know where they are and how fast they're going. If a certain predetermined speed limit is passed, an alarm will go off in the cell phone and parents will be notified. A bumper sticker on the teen's car enables drivers to report reckless behavior. Both the teen and his or her parents are then notified by phone and or email that a negative driving report has come in.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, you know, there is an upside to this, because if you're a teenager, I hate to say it, if you don't have your license yet, I'll just make it simple. You're going to wreck your car, okay? Your first car, you're going to wreck it. I did it. Did you do it?
I've never, ever been in an accident, but I'm an exception from every rule.
You are a creepy motherfucker. But chances are you will wreck your car.
Yes.
And, I mean, at least if you have this, your parents will know where to pick your broken ass up.
Yeah. Mark and Daryl says, I want one of these phones, a free GPS unit. Well, you could probably buy a GPS a lot cheaper than one of these phones. Probably cost $1,000, probably. Special flashing lights that go off.
Ask Sean. He knows where to get them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. As a parent, it is not only my right, but my responsibility to keep an eye and protect my children rather than educate them. Frank said, if I know where my kids are and where they're going and how they're driving and how fast they're traveling, rather than talking to my teens, I can counsel them before an accident occurs. I can help protect them by watching them every second they are outside of my home.
Oh, you should know better than that, though, because parents don't watch their kids anymore anyway.
No, they don't, and they want these little devices to do it for them. Oh, a little red light's gone off. I guess my child is bad.
Well, I don't even think it's the parents want them, because, like I said, parents don't care.
Okay,
someone like Tommy Franks will, someone will pay him money, and then he'll come out and say, you should have this for your kids. And the doe-eyed friends watching parents will go, okay, and they'll buy it.
It's just more corporate fear consumer tactics to make you buy stuff because you're afraid. Mm. Fear, fear, fear. Buy, buy, buy. Bye, bye. This one's from gaming. Spyware on my machine? So what? Not all web surfers think spyware is a problem. Some say the Snoopy software is a fair trade-off for free applications, even with the intrusion onto their computers and lives. Typically, the assumption has been spyware sneaks onto computers or users are unaware of what they have to install, says Greg. But some people actually do knowingly install adware because they want to use a particular application that comes bundled with it. Some just aren't particularly concerned by adware's presence in their computers. Wow.
It's funny that you mentioned this. I had a link I was going to send you, and I forgot.
Yeah.
I guess one spyware company sued another one over spyware.
That's the newest rage, is spyware suing spyware because they're taking out other spyware computer. It's baffling my mind. So all you have to do now, spyware is taking care of spyware. So all you have to do is install the least of worst spyware, and you're set. And now there won't be any problems. This is actually a boon, a big help to all the people out there fixing their parents' or friends' computers. Because now spyware's fixing itself. It's wonderful.
You can always tell when you're working on somebody's mom's computer because there's like 8,000 chunks of spyware on there from like 1945. Well, I just clicked on this thing because I wanted to play this little game. I'm like, okay.
And I've
sure.
I've also been talking with some of my friends, and this is really giving a bad name to open source and free software. People are really associating free software with these pop-ups and bad items, and there's a lot of good free software out there.
There is.
That is not associated with this crap, and it's really, I think, giving a really bad name to free software. Everybody's going to associate it. People that aren't in the know, of course.
Right.
They're going to be on the media saying, oh, don't download free software. Well, why not?
No. I mean, the station runs on free software.
Exactly. Shoutcast is free. Winamp is free. The plugins are free. Mm-hmm. It all runs on free software, and there's no pop-ups. There's nothing right. Nothing bad. Well, you got to watch out because AOL does install some crap, but it doesn't.
They're putting them in there now. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be watch out for that. Just install old versions or whatever. But
right.
Yeah, it all runs on free software, and it's not a bad thing. Free is not bad.
No, it's not bad. I can't imagine like some of the free software that's out there that someone would spend so much time.
Yeah.
And not get anything for it. That amazes me sometimes. Because I mean, there's some stuff out there that's really good, and it's like you're just giving this away.
I know.
What are you crazy? Actually, I think that's what ruined the American economy. Actually,
it's free software.
Not intentionally, but I think what happened is like all these kids came out, you know, companies in their dorm rooms, and they knew all this stuff about the internet. So they went off to all these old people that didn't, and the old people had all the money, and they said, "Give us money because we have the internet and we'll make you money." And they're like, "How?" And they're like, "We don't know." Okay, here's some money, and that's where we all went wrong.
And that was the .com crash of 2000
right.
or 1999.
We're still feeling it now.
Yep.
It's never going to go away. But I think that's how it happened.
Because people just didn't know how technology worked. It's magical.
Yep.
It makes money magically.
You just plug in the computer and it just starts printing checks.
Give us money and we're going to give away free software and then make profit later. Somehow we don't know and we're not going to tell you.
Software we're not even working on. We're just we're just living off your venture capital in my nice apartment doing nothing.
Yep. This one's next from Snake Ghost. Knife fears could prompt new law. Public fears. This one is from the UK, by the way. Public fears over young people carrying knives in school and on the street could prompt new government restrictions. The Home Office says. The Home Office. That's very ominous.
Mm-hmm.
Home Secretary David Blunkett and Education Secretary Charles Clark are considering moves to combat the proliferation of knives. They include raising the age at which teenagers can buy a knife to 18 and introducing searches in schools. The age limit would bring knives into line with fireworks and alcohol. The Home Office said there were 272 homicides involving a sharp instrument in 2003 out of a total of 1,000, up 4% in 2001.
I actually heard a story the other day where some girl got suspended for bringing scissors to school.
Oh, it's getting ridiculous. Just like the planes, in the planes, any tiny metal object is completely banned from planes.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's not the objects doing it. It's the people.
And, yeah, it's like the old adage, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
And that's exactly right. It's the people. Take away, look, in England, they take away the guns. They don't have guns there. You can't have a gun. Okay,
no.
And now they have knives. Oh, God, they're killing each other with knives. We got to take away the knives.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will find something else to kill each other. They'll beat each other to death. Stomp their head to the curb. We got to take away curbs. Take away their boots. We don't know what's left.
people are always going to kill one another. I hate to say it, but it's a natural thing. You know, we'll pick up a rock if we have to, you know.
Deadly 22 makes a good point. I could kill someone with a pencil.
Sure, yeah, you can.
Stab through the eye. Done. So you're going to ban all the pencils? They're very sharp. I guess we're going to have to all go to tablets and typing and beat each other to death with their laptops. I don't know.
I think I actually saw that in a first aid book once. There was like a sketch of like a pencil in somebody's eye.
Really?
I guess like they fell on the pencil or something. I have no idea.
Wow, that's quite a picture.
Eyes are creepy, like that scene from Kill Bill 2 when She pulled that chick's eye out and steps on it.
That
bothered me for a while.
I think it did as well. I think that just fits into Tarantino's foot fetish. So, but so that's it for the news. If people want to phone in, it's Rant Radio. If you want to add that into your Skype, and if you want to talk to us, private message Sumerian in the IRC, please, and tell me what you want to talk about, and we will put you on the air with us. If you want to talk about Sean's show, if you want to cry to us and tell us not to go off the air, or if you're Czech, you don't need an excuse.
I think we did okay today once we got started.
Yeah, we didn't do too bad. Once we got through it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some good background music today.
It's a slow moving train and takes a while to start. This show is constantly uphill both ways.
That's right, and it takes a while for the engine to start.
Mm-hmm.
Does
anybody want to talk to us at all?
Not yet.
I was telling you the other day I saw a Super Size Me. That's some creepy shit.
Yeah, it makes you not want to eat McDonald's for about a day.
Yeah.
For the people that are addicted to McDonald's, it's like that. Everyone watched it and they were like, and then I ate some McDonald's 2 days later. I couldn't help it because I'm addicted to it.
I really don't eat that much of it.
Yeah.
But, I was thinking too, I'm like, man, I watched that and I'm like, I have to get in shape. And like a day and a half later, I'm like, I'm hungry. Where's the junk food at?
It's all waiting for you under the golden arches there.
Yeah. But, I mean, anything. If you eat anything for, like, 30 days straight, which I can't imagine even wanting to do, it's going to make you sick.
Invader says at the beginning of the show, I said no calls. I never said that.
No, he didn't say that.
Deadly 22 wants to talk to us.
Okay. About what?
But Deadly 22 is phoning us, which is not the way it's done, Deadly 22.
You can't phone us. We're too cool. We don't take calls.
I think that's who I'm... Yeah, of course, he put his real name in there. But what is he? He's talking about... Yeah, he said some cool things. Cannot place call! It could be that the other person is calling you!
We have to call you. That's the way it works.
Whoa, Deadly 22, how's it going tonight?
Hey.
Hello?
Closer to the mic and a little bit louder if you can, or turn up your microphone in your settings. Speak again.
Hello,
Deadly 22. I see you are still in progress. Maybe he's turning up his settings. Hopefully. Oh, somebody said we said at the beginning we're not accepting calls. That was a different show.
That wasn't this show. That was a different. I freaked out too because.
Oh my God! It's on, and you have to be ready for it, right?
Because there was like, there's usually a pause, you know, but there was no pause. I'm like, oh crap, and I'm like turning stuff on.
Yeah, Red Maiden says Sim never starts the show on time, let alone early.
No, I was like, there's no way he did it that smoothly, and he didn't even tell me. I was going to kill you.
Deadly 22, you're getting like a updated, super quick, fast show here. Are you going to say something, or are we going to have to hang up on you? I did hear you at the beginning.
I can't hear him at all.
No. Three.
On.
Oh, was he there?
For a moment.
Yeah, I think I hear like, hi. Okay, well, you're going away and fix your problems.
I wonder, he's probably on like net zero dial up or something.
Oh, it could be. Could be like, yeah. And there was somebody else that was adding us to their list, but I can't remember who it was because now their name is, I did find it. Wow. And his name was Cobra Rant Radio.
Yeah.
Well, if he puts Rant Radio in his name, I think I'll connect up to him.
He's kissing butt.
He is, and his real name's Robert Paulson, which I don't believe for about any two.
His name is Robert
Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
Does that mean we get to put a big hole in his head?
Yes, if he doesn't say anything good.
Cool.
Deadly 22 is phoning back. Well, let's reject
that. You can't phone us.
We have to phone you. Oh, he's busy, that other guy. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, this is about right. Candy complains. I can't believe you're leaving. She's not even here.
Oh, she doesn't even care. Jeez.
God damn it.
Maybe she's given up on us. She's like,
quitting. Girls are fickle like that.
They are.
You know,
you say the wrong thing and they're gone. They're gone instantly. They don't stick around.
You have to be really careful about what you say. You know, you got to pay attention to every little thing you say, which I don't do, so I'm screwed.
And they have memories like a steel trap, and they'll remember everything. So
I remember this when you said this back in 1984.
Like
when
what?
You said, when I asked you if these jeans made my butt look fat, and you said, I don't know. I remember that.
Deadly 22. What is your problem? It's ringing now. Cobra says, sorry. Well, let's try once more. Once more. I'm doing my paper, Cobra says. What does that mean? That means you can't answer your phone now, even though you signed up and added me? Oh, he's busy.
Maybe he wants me to do his paper.
Oh, is that the guy who asked you to do the paper?
It might have been. I don't know. I was only halfway paying attention.
Well, we can phone Candy, even though she's not in the IRC. You want to do that?
We should, because she's not here, and I'm heartbroken because she begs for me to do a show, and then she's not here to talk to me.
I'm terribly
disappointed. Which is just sad.
And if she's not listening, and she just has her computer nearby, and she's like laying in bed, and this will wake her up. Oh, it's ringing. Ringing. Come on, Candy.
Pick it up.
Pick up the phone. You know you want to. You can hear it. You know who it is. It's on your
She's probably listening. She's listening. She's like, I'm not picking up that phone.
They just want to berate me. I'm not picking it up.
Crazy stalkers. They're 30 years old. They're calling me.
I'm just a young girl, and I've got a boyfriend now. Go away. Maybe that should
I don't love you anymore.
Maybe
yeah.
I should get both of them on here. Oh, they're both online.
Yeah.
Ah, Candy.
What are you doing?
Why aren't you in the IRC? Why aren't you listening to the show?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, how can you complain to me and now you're not listening to my show?
You're
talking
sick.
To me.
You're sick?
Oh. That's okay then.
But I'm
unless
sick.
Unless you're lying.
I was in bed.
Oh, you're in bed. Well, you should turn off your Skype.
No, I'm... Because I don't turn off my Skype.
Oh, I see. So...
Well, okay.
I don't believe you. I think you're talking to your boyfriend on Skype, and you're not
I
listening
to
our show.
I can talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Can you? Oh, that'd be
no.
good.
Okay, I think... Are
Dude,
you sure?
He isn't on either.
We don't
want
like,
to bed.
Oh, he's there. And we're
yes,
phoning
I'm
him.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he's...
And we're phoning him
he's
right
there.
Now.
He's online.
Mm-hmm. So...
Probably the lag in the show will get even worse.
Oh, God.
So, what are you doing tonight? Why aren't you... Even if you're sick, how hard is it? To turn on the radio and lay in bed and listen to the show, huh? And and why isn't your
What's
boyfriend over comforting you?
Because my computer's over
Resonant,
here.
Resonant, why aren't you over at Candy's house comforting her? She's sick. She's laying in bed and she's suffering. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
This is great.
God, you guys just called me. I was about to go to sleep.
I didn't expect him to drive
You're sure
her.
Are.
It's just to comfort me.
Okay.
8 hours.
Yeah.
You could do that, dude. What kind of man are you?
Holy crap.
Yeah, geez.
For real.
Come on.
It's only 8 hours.
Is that how far away you live from her?
I was in bed.
Don't think I haven't thought about it, man. Yes.
Wow. That's a long distance relationship. I wish you
Did
luck.
Did they call you out of the blue, too?
Yeah, we woke you both up. You're both about to go to bed, and we rose you out of bed just to come on our stupid little show in the middle of the night.
Yeah, see, it was my idea because as I was saying, right. Candy was complaining because
you're forgiven
because I'm leaving and then she's not like listening to the show. So
I know
because
I'm so worth
that.
It.
You gotta take every precious show as its last show because there's only four left. This is the fourth to last show, Candy, and sickness
right.
should not stand in the way of your listening enjoyment.
Done. That's right.
Wow,
it doesn't stop
that's
me.
That's a little harsh,
stop
don't you think?
From running the place. No.
No, it's not harsh. We've got to get her out of bed. And
well, come on. Triple bypass? That's nothing.
Triple? You had a triple bypass? Oh, my God.
You should
God.
Be listening to the show. Come on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, four people on Skype is magic and wonderful, but...
Not a stupid little show. How dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, four people on Skype is magic and wonderful, but we
enjoy it.
We're going to let you go because the lag is unbearable and we're talking to, like, people in Jupiter. Cause
it's not working.
So we'll let you both go to bed and enjoy the rest of the short night
you have.
I wanted
to listen, but I knew that I would stay up if I was listening.
Oh, I see. And that would not help your sickness. And you have to probably work or go to school in the morning, right?
Oh, you know what she's doing, dude? She's turning this around on us.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
Okay. I'm going to hang up on both of you.
I know. I'm such a bad girl.
And let you go to bed. Because it's painful, and you guys are
sorry.
Good
night, guys.
Good night, Resident.
Yeah.
And good night, Candy. Say good night, so we won't have to keep you up any longer.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the lag is painful. I think she's just waiting. Okay. Well, goodbye, Candy. If you ever get this message in 5-6 years, with the ping time and lag and all that. Good night. Oh, my God.
Fire.
That was kind of painful.
Fire up the city at home. Fire up the city at home.
And contact aliens. And you may intercept our signal out in space 6 years later because of the lag time we have. Absolutely painful.
Yeah. I'm actually hoping that, no aliens will pick up this show because they'll hear it and they'll be like, man, this planet sucks.
Yeah, and they won't invade based on our show. Yeah, I think we are the last defense of Earth right here.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. if we put Purden on, then it's for sure.
That's not going to be happening tonight. I think we've convinced the aliens enough tonight that not invade the Earth, but not tonight. No,
it's just not worth the effort.
Oh, he's messaging me. He said, "Oh my God, pajamas." That's great. That really adds to the show, Purden. That really spruced it up and made it all worthwhile. Oh my God,
yeah.
Pajamas.
We've all got pajamas.
I'm not currently wearing my pajamas, but I might be later in bed.
I am.
You're wearing your pajamas? Wow, that's slack.
Yes, yes, I am.
Answer me this further question. Did you ever get out of your pajamas today?
I changed my pajamas. I'm like...
So this is your Sunday pajamas as opposed to your Saturday pajamas, which you changed out of in the morning.
Dude, I would be like Hugh Hefner if I had girls and money, you know?
You got the pajamas to prove it, right?
That's right.
Oh, God.
If I had the girls and money, I'd be set. I'm not going anywhere. Why should I get dressed? I took a shower and put different pajamas on. Big deal.
Well, you're one third of the way there. What are you going to work on next? The girls or the money? I mean, you got some of the girls. I mean, you got Candy.
Yeah, but I'd go to jail.
Oh, that's true. They're a little bit young, and Candy's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, but he's easily disposed of.
True. I know where you live, Resonant. Somewhere. I think I've got your address somewhere. Still.
Yeah. I don't know. Once I get the money thing figured out, I should be okay.
Well, you see, the money, if you got the money, you can get the women. Maybe not the women.
Yeah.
Maybe not the women you want for long term, but the women you want right now.
No, you may not find Miss Right, but you'll find Miss Right now.
Exactly. Those are the words I was searching for.
Sometimes that's all you'll need. Yep.
And if you get the women first, the money may not come ever because, you know.
No, it won't. Because they're like that. It's like, you have money. I want this. And then you're dumb, you know, because all the blood leaves your head on your shoulders and goes somewhere else. And you're like,
that's right. You get all dumb. You get all dumb.
Okay. Whatever you want.
And
okay.
For the people that missed it last week, Patrolling, episode 10 was out. People are asking me, can I seed this week? Can I seed this week? Well, that was last week and you can't. Oh, Haggard37 wants to talk.
Okay.
And he's the one who did that page, so I think we can grace him with a talk if I can find, his name in here because they always put their real name in there. No, that's not his name. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. I found it. Amazingly enough. And hopefully the lag is not too painful. Undeadly 22 keeps calling. We'll try once more after this. What? Haggard37 is busy? I'm going to be busy.
Yeah, don't call us, okay? Because it doesn't work that way. We keep saying it, but if you want to talk to us, we'll call you.
Deadly22, are you there? Jesus.
No.
Get your shit together, Deadly22.
Dude, he's on dial-up. I bet you.
You can't be on dial-up and phone in. It just doesn't work.
I don't recognize that name, so...
No. And you've never talked to him. He's brand new to my Skype list, so...
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen at all. We're going to give Haggard 37 another call. Maybe he's just new to the Skype, and he's just figuring it out.
Right.
No, I don't, Haggard 37 says. I have no mic. What?
Well, how can you call us with a mic?
Never mind then, Haggard 37.
He's dialing up the city at home, too.
Yes. I was installing it. Ha, ha. Installing your mic or installing... Obviously, you've got Skype installed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yes,
what the hell, dude?
Yes, MRV Patrolling 10 came out last week, but some people were asking about it this week because they may have missed it. So I just thought I'd post it again.
It was a good one. I gave Sean some shit. We had a good time.
It was good. We came under fire from the airsoft, and we're hiding, and I say, oh, fuck, a lot.
Yeah, that was funny. I enjoyed you in terror. I also enjoyed Sean whimpering like a baby, you know, hostage Sean.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Oh, at the end with Adrian? Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I gave him some shit about the cooking segment, because I'm like, it's Sean, right?
Yeah.
So he'll come up with this really, because let's face it, Sean's batshit crazy.
Okay? Yes, indeed he is.
So I thought, he'll come up with some crazy-ass food thing, you know? he's got like hamburger and salsa.
Yeah, and rice. And rice.
And I'm like, dude, I've eaten like that for years. I'm so disappointed.
But now it's got a name. It's got a name. Come on.
He's like, yeah, well, you're smart. I said hamburger. And he's like, no, tofu. I said, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, it's ground round. Come on, it's not the hamburger. Of course, if you're not vegetarian, you really, really like the hamburger, then you could put that in.
Well, as long as it's better than the tofu hot dogs.
Oh, it is. Ground round's really good, especially mixed in all that together. I don't know anybody yet. Well, the dark one doesn't like it at all, but that's the only person I know so far that does not like the wog food.
I cannot imagine her dissenting to anything. Because whenever I would talk to her, Sean would actually encourage me to talk to her because he said, you make her laugh, and I like that. I'd never once heard her say anything negative about anything or anybody.
Well, she didn't exactly say, I don't like it. It's like, oh... You know, I don't even know how she... Yeah, it's not for me or something. I don't know.
I don't prefer it or something.
Exactly.
But, yeah. He's right. She is like a Disney character. She's the nicest person on the planet.
Birds on her shoulders and...
It's almost scary. I almost don't want to be in the same room with her. And I mean that in a nice way because I'm not worthy.
But like, enough talking about Sean's wife.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, we're saying nice things.
Mm-hmm. I get a free pass.
As long as he's not listening.
No. You'll be fine.
That's right.
You can always blame me anyway. What's he gonna do?
It was Smokey's fault. Yeah, you live far away, it's very hard to beat you up.
Yeah.
But you never know when he will do a spoken word tour in Peoria. I hear Peoria many times. In songs and on the radio. What is it with Peoria? What is it with?
You guys, well, first off, you guys don't even say it right. It's not Peoria, it's Peoria.
Oh, Peoria. Is there a Peoria? Because I hear that.
No, you guys just have, like, crap in your ears.
Okay. Peoria.
But Peoria is an old vaudeville town.
Okay.
The old vaudeville shows, and it was a mobster town, too. And it's that old saying, you know, if it plays in Peoria, it'll play anywhere.
Okay.
It was a big show town, basically. Okay.
So it's just general vernacular of everybody in the United States that Peoria is just the place to be.
there's other Peorias, but for some reason, this one is like the Peoria. And I don't know why, because it's not really that big. There's only 100,000 people here.
Oh, wow.
That is pretty small. It's not Podunk like some people say it is, but it's not like
we
a
got the Walmart pump. Here.
Yeah, we got more than one of those. But yeah, it's and there's Richard Pryor's from here, and Sam Kinison's from Peoria, and there's some other ones too.
A lot of dead or soon to be dead comedians, huh?
Comedians, yeah, stuff like that. One of the first cars was invented here.
Oh, yeah. So it's got a lot of claim to fame, then.
Yeah. It's this quirky little town and all this weird stuff. pretty much.
So next week, Patrolling episode 11 should be out. And if it is not out, the reason is because I am working on some trailers for all the upcoming projects that I'll be working on. Because I want to put those in there. So it's either going to be out next week, next Sunday, on the Rant Speak Show, or the one after that, which I'm not sure which date that is. I think that's Christmas Day, isn't it?
Well, Christmas is on a Saturday. So.
Oh, not Christmas Day, Boxing Day. Well, Canadian Boxing
Day.
Sorry. Do you know about Boxing Day?
It's just the day you take all your stuff back. We don't have a name for it.
Actually, here it's we go and I'll buy it on Boxing Day because it's all big sales. It's like your
it's your
day after Thanksgiving or whatever down there.
Some people do that too here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bargains after Christmas is over. I can't imagine wanting to spend more money Christmas is over.
Yeah, it used to be the day to bring stuff back, but now it's the day that they refuse to take stuff back because they're too busy having their sales. It's quite
right.
It's quite weird.
That's true.
Are you
done shopping?
I am not shopping this year, and I'm refusing all gifts this year because I am not buying into the corporate consumerism that is Christmas that it has evolved into.
Oh, dude, you're so awful.
Aren't I? So I've informed my whole family to not buy me gifts, and I'm not buying them any gifts either.
You're all like, you're complaining about kids not being able to sit on Santa's lap and you won't buy anybody a present. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Oh my God!
It should be about gifts. It shouldn't be about pointless consumerism and wasting money. It should be about getting together and enjoying the holidays together and stuff like that.
Well, it is. I think I won't lie. I like giving the presents, but I think the presents in a certain way they sort of spur your memories a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you'll remember like opening a certain thing or how it smells or whatever, and it's like a Christmas memory.
Right.
So I think there is something to it, and you're just creepy. You know?
I am strange, and I like being strange.
Yeah, plus, you don't like kids, which is another problem.
Yes, no kids.
And I have a 7-year-old nephew and a 3-year-old niece, so it's fun to see them on Christmas.
Yeah, I don't like holding babies. Maybe they're
okay.
Once they're old enough to actually have a good, decent conversation, then maybe I'll talk to them.
Oh, when is that? You think you're above everybody else anyway.
Therefore, never.
Yeah. But yeah, it's fun to watch the little kids enjoy themselves. Nope. I like that.
Nobody's agreeing with me at all in the IRC. They're all against me.
Yeah. I told you, man.
Sean thought I was crazy, too, when I told him that today.
What, you didn't want gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just creepy, man.
Creepy.
It is, you're like forsaking the entire holiday, which is weird. It's like there's only two things to do on Christmas. It's like get presents.
And
hang
get
out,
drunk.
And get, yeah, and you don't do, you don't do either of them, so no. It's like, why do you exist?
I think possibly a personal gift not bought at a store would be a lot better, but I'm usually very poor at doing those as well, so I don't think I'll be doing those either. But
I've begun to wonder all these years if you're actually human.
No, I'm a gray,
yeah.
And Sean is just harboring me and pretending to hate aliens. So
yeah, this whole race traitor thing was just a bunch of bullshit.
That's right. He's actually in leagues with the aliens.
Is he like one of those aliens from that crappy TV show V? He like pulls his face off and he has a lizard underneath. Is that what that is?
Yes, he eats mice, and it's quite disgusting. But yeah. He's very well disguised, in fact.
That's a lot of latex.
It is a lot of latex, especially when he rips it, and it's very expensive to replace every time he comes out of his costume, his human costume.
And spits the stuff in your face, and it's just bad.
Oh, yeah. All I remember from that show is eating the mice. I don't remember.
Yeah, you can get that on DVD. I should do that just for giggles. I should rent that.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see how shitty it is.
I'm sure it's horrible by now.
That's great. Look, it's the aliens in orange jumpsuits and sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
That's prison colony. That's what that is.
Oh, Gluco says I should give a part of me to everyone you know. Give a drop of sperm to everyone or a drop of blood. That's pretty good. I'll give him a vial of blood, except I pass out.
No sperm. What is it with everybody wanting to have your babies?
I know. It's disturbing. No babies from me.
It's like Sim doesn't even like people. He doesn't want kids. malicious kitten over there. I want to have Finn's babies. It's like, Finn can't reproduce.
Yes, I am. Okay. Enable.
He has no protein in his body.
Which is good, which works to my advantage, I think.
Something I should mention. I don't know if anybody will do it. I was on the Mark and Daryl show a couple weeks ago, and somebody made a joke about a rant radio chia pet. And I said, I would like to see that.
Okay.
I said, if anybody actually makes a rant radio chia pet, I will send you something.
Isn't it like just a clay thing, and then you'd spread some... like
seeds on it.
Seeds on it, and it grows.
And it grows. Yeah, but what if they got it to grow in, like, the Rant Radio logo, Chia Pet?
Oh, damn. That'd be sweet.
You know? See?
Little headphones logo or an R or something, yeah.
Yeah, like a little headphones logo, Chia Pet? Sure, why not? So if you can make a Rant Radio Chia Pet, and don't cheat, you know, don't Photoshop it, I'd like to see it. I will send you a prize of some sort.
Yeah, just do a little creative R on an existing. Just get the seeds and do it on a, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
Why not? It's something creative, something different. It's not just a sticker contest anymore. It's a Chia Pet contest.
I once carved a Rant Radio pumpkin. I think it was like three years ago. I haven't put up the picture. I should go find that. I videotaped it. I don't have a camera, a still camera. Yeah. So
shave it into your dog, maybe, or your cat.
That's right. Spray paint your cat black and shave an R into your cat. On one side, I put the opposing R's. And on the other side, I made the headphones logo. It was quite cool, actually. And the light shining through it was awesome.
Yeah, pumpkins are fun.
They are indeed. Especially when they rot down the street and stink up your whole town.
Yeah. Illinois produces more pumpkins than any state in the union.
Oh, wow.
Do they ever show on your TV up there the pumpkin chucking contest?
Yes.
That's in a neighboring town, not far from me.
Oh, wonderful. How far do they go? Do they go to Peoria?
They throw them close to a mile.
Oh, wow.
With these big-ass catapults. And people invest money in this, and I'm like, why? You know? I mean,
because it's fun! Yeah.
I'm sure it's not good for me to condemn someone else's hobby, because... someone could ask me why I do this. But
that's right. They wouldn't understand you doing this, and you don't understand them throwing the pumpkins.
Yeah, but, you know, I like to think at least if I'm doing this, I'm getting, someone's hearing me, and I'm getting something out of this, you know. Yeah. I don't want to be the dude that threw a pumpkin a mile, you know.
But he's the star for the day, for the one day he threw the pumpkin the mile.
It's a weird place. Farmland is a weird place.
No kidding.
But you have to have it.
That's right. And now it's time for the show to be over. Quarter to 12.
That was decent banter, I think.
That was very decent banter. And we're not leaving on a low note where we're going,
kind of like we're doing right now.
Exactly. But it's in jest. So it's fake trying to make the show exciting.
We're just joking, yes.
Yeah, fake joking. So that is it for the show. We're going to say everybody's name in the IRC. Deadly 22, Mark and Daryl, Chappelle Page, Spyco, Petcha, who is new, Gluco, Deadly 22, who can't get his shit together with Skype, LXPK, who's going to be at the rant meet on January 1st.
And I will not be there.
And Smokey will not make the trek. Because it's very, very far. And the decoy, Cobra, who can't get his shit together either to get on the show for talking.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else? That is it. Who is talking in the IRC? Psychofish, Pyronex. And I think that is it. Oh, Haggard 37 says, sorry, I was setting up Skype for the first time and accidentally called when trying to add Rant Radio.
Okay. It was funny. I just remembered something.
Yes.
I was talking to Chapel Page the other day because she took her picture off the listener page.
Yes.
And I asked her why. Yes. This is what she said. She said, because somebody said I would just put it up there for attention.
What?
And I'm like, what?
Attention with the other 100,000 people up there.
I'm like, I do a radio show for attention. I'm like, your picture does not even come close to the size of my ego.
Yeah, or the other people lampooning on that picture page.
Yeah.
Some of them are really posing down. Yours was a normal picture. So if that's the only reason, That's
I'm like,
fine.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah.
Somebody said I just did it for attention. I'm like, wow, you hang out with mean people.
Yeah, mean people.
Meaner than me.
Oh,
bad.
Well, ignore them. Don't put it up again. Put it up again.
I just thought that was funny. I did it for attention. Well, shit, so do I.
No, it's so everyone can see a face to the name.
Yeah,
in the IRC, it's kind of cool.
I think that's a cool thing. I like actually seeing the people I talk to.
Yeah,
because it does change the way you talk to people too.
A little bit. I mean, if you want to be anonymous, then that's cool too. A lot of people are anonymous in the IRC.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want their ugly mugs up there. But,
yeah, it's even tougher like when you're not very nice to somebody,
yeah.
And then you actually meet them, because people like Sean and I, for instance, people think that we like fight all the time. If we're in the same room, which is rare, but we have been, it's completely different. All the crap stops because we just can't do it.
I'm getting my stun gun next time I meet you. Zap zap.
I might hurt somebody's feelings, you know. It's weird.
Oh, Red Maiden there. I missed your name, but I didn't there.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're done, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you have
some more. short show. It's only 1:45.
Yeah, short show in quotations. Well,
it's only half as long as it normally is.
Yeah, I might get some sleep tonight. That would be cool.
You won't sleep. Don't lie.
I'll be up for a little bit doing some more stuff, answering email.
Because
that's never ending, ever, ever, ever.
Nope, ever, ever.
And Sean has got his new email address if you want to email him for this new show.
Okay.
It is newsreel@rantradio.com. And reel is spelled R-E-A-L, as in real news. Newsreel@rantradio.com. So that should stave off anybody who can't spell.
He gets a new email address every time he does something different.
Well, yeah, because after a while it builds up with crap and spam and stuff like that. So
first it was Kennedy@rantradio.com, then
it was
the man@rantradio.com, and it was the man@ranttv.com.
Yep.
And now it's, what is it again?
Newsreel. Newsreel. N-E-W-S, news, as in news. And real, as in it's very real. R-E-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
@rantradio.com. So if you have, like, I don't know, how much you love Sean, or if you've got some cool stories, you're probably best to send cool stories and links closer to when a show gets on the air. Otherwise, they're very outdated, and being outdated is bad.
And he will lose them.
Yeah, he will lose them.
So, mm-hmm.
But he probably won't answer you, but he probably will read it.
No. Yeah, and if he does answer you, it won't be any more than, you know, 8 or 9 words.
Thanks,
Mike. Poorly spelled.
Yeah.
But that's just the way he does it.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We're leaving.
We're leaving for yet another week and 3 more shows to go. And then I'll be free to edit more video for everyone.
Yeah, you'll be doing something else, and so will I.
That's right.
So
we'll be back.
There's
in
no
the air.
Free.
There's never free. We're shackled forever to this. Thank you, Gluco Archive. That is exactly how you spell it.
Yeah, and I'll try to be funny. God damn it.
That's right, and not so political and serious.
Yeah,
you're scaring everyone, Smokey.
I can't be political with you because you don't understand any of it.
That's
so.
Right. I'd be like, what? Huh? You'd be talking to yourself, so that'd be stupid.
Yeah.
That'd be boring.
I think people think I do that anyway down here, so I don't think it matters all that much.
You confuse me? Is that what people think?
No, I talk to myself, you know, because all you hear is one side of a conversation. He's talking to himself again.
He's locked himself in his room, and he's talking to the wall. Just leave him be. He's okay. He comes out of it after an hour or so.
He comes
out for food.
And he
goes to sleep, and
I'm crazy.
That's pretty
crazy,
funny.
Crazy. Anyway, guys, thanks.
Thank you very much. We're out of here for another week. Tune in next week when you hear more insanity and stupidness. So say goodbye, Smokey, and I will say goodbye as well, and you'll hear the magical outro.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. See you next week.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Well, think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.